Oh, hello, Audio Boo. It's all one word. How are you keeping? It's a very northern phrase, that. How are you keeping? It's really strange that my dad used to come out, well, and still does, but he used to speak all the colloquialisms of proper northeastern town, and I never liked them when I was a kid. Oh, I'm dropping my tea all over the place. I never liked them when I was a kid, and used to speak as properly as I could. So, I've been quite quiet of late. It's been because I've been so busy working. School governor stuff, which is kind of both of which is and physical training, which is taking over my life at the minute. I need a break. So I'm cooking my tea. I've come in. We had a really hard session in the gym tonight. I felt quite weak today. It was a hard sesh last night as well, and my wife's just away out to the gym with her friend Lauren. Apparently, according to the text messages, they're going to have an easy sesh tonight. I think they have an easy sesh every time they go to the gym, if you ask me. So I'm cooking my tea. I need protein. I've been kind of live tracking my life with a couple of apps, and one of them is kind of records what you are eating, and it's quite good. It's I can't remember the name of it. Hang on, let's have a look. My Fitness Pal, it's called. And one of the things that you can do with it is you scan the barcodes of the food that you're about to eat. And users of the app have also input manually their whatever they're eating, and it records, and it's global instantly. So it's quite good. So if I put a food in and it's not there, then it records that. So what I've noticed is I was eating far too much carbohydrate, and it, to be honest, it was a little bit of a test. And you know, I'm eating correctly, but I'm eating the wrong things at the wrong time. So last night I had pasta for my tea. Well, it's no good having carbohydrate after you've done the exercise, is it? You need protein to rebuild the muscle and whatnot. And I kind of proved that because today I have been exhausted all day today. And, you know, last week and the week before, I've been taking particular note of what I've been eating. And eating, you know, foods with a higher protein content. And a lot of liquid. And the past few days, I haven't had a lot of liquid, and now I'm really feeling it. So anyway, tonight I'm going to have 3 boiled eggs, a tin of tuna, and a tin of baked beans. And to be honest, I'm so exhausted and hungry. I really don't care how I eat it, you know. Yeah. So I've got my very good friend Adrian Wicks in Spain. Which direction are we in? West, southwest. Let's have a look. South, east. Face the other way, Richard. I'm waving now, Adrian. Hello. That's a bit silly. I feel quite jealous that... not jealous. Not, that's the wrong word. I really want to get away, and I've just, you know, the other day had my holiday confirmed after I had to cancel it initially. So middle 2 weeks of August I'm on holiday. But, you know, it's not that we can't afford to book anywhere foreign, but it's just too late to sort that out. In fact, I think Jessica's passport's run out. So I'm looking for a tin opener here and not being very successful.
There we go.
And of course, Paul O'Mahony has been away in Chicago, one of the places that I really, really want to visit. I really want to get to America. My wife's got family in Buffalo and Tonawanda in New York State. But we have to... kind of plan that one, really. And I really, really want to go. So, Paul's been talking about his exploits in Chicago, and it sounds, Paul, if you're listening, that you've just about recorded every minute that you were there. And do you know something? I'd do exactly the same, because that would be a brilliant memory to have. Okay, tin of beans in the microwave. Not the tin, of course. So, and listening also, and I'm really, really sorry for Roger, our own Roger, Skelly. What's going on? Getting his bike pinched. Disgusting. I honestly, well, listen, I had my bike, I'll tell you the story. I had my bike pinched when I was a kid. How old would I have been? Oh, young. 11 or 12? No. 13. 13, I think. When I was a paper boy, I used to pay my mother my hard-earned Sunday paper-round wages of £3.50 every week. And she had bought me out the catalogue. A mountain bike. Now, I can't remember the brand, but let's take you over here so I can... This is where the cats go mental for this tuna. They go absolutely spastic once they smell this tuna. What was the... It wasn't Claude Butler, but it was a posh... It was a posh bike. Now, I was 13 and that bike cost like £450. So back then, that was a hell of a lot of money. And I'd had it about 5 or 6 weeks. Oh, it was a pride and joy. It was absolutely knockout. It was a posh mountain bike. Made a lot of people jealous. And me and a friend of mine were riding down the main street and, well, no, so Battle Hill in Hexham, and we stopped off at Gojo Videos, which is still there to this day. The three brothers still own it. Gojo Video Store. And just dropped the bikes. I think what were we doing? Were we dropping a video in, or we were going to... We were literally only in there for seconds. And Kit went back outside and my bike had gone. Stupidly, the only time... I told you, you hear this cat meowing? That's a microwave though. Cat's going to start meowing. Honestly, come out and my heart sank through the floor. That instant sick feeling. And I turned right and looked down the street. And there somebody was pedalling away on my bike. About 300 metres away by that point. Anyway, went back in and they phoned the police. And the guy who pinched it is a guy called Leslie Bryant. I don't know if he's still alive. I don't know how much older than me was he? About 4 or 5 years, 6 years older maybe. Leslie Bryant, I'm not ashamed. He stole my bike. And the police came and, you know, fairly recent to that event, we'd had CCTV cameras put up in my town. Cameras are still there to this day. One at the top of, there's the cat fighting the dog. One at the top of Battle Hill and one at the bottom of Battle Hill and the edge of Priest Popple. And my dad recognised who it was. But the police couldn't really do much about it. I think they went and knocked on his door, but the bike was nowhere to be found. Something like that. So I was gutted. Absolutely gutted. And the lady police officer who came out was brilliant with me. I was crying my eyes out in the back office of Gojo Video. And I felt embarrassed because I should have known better. And I continued paying that £3.50 for the next however long, for the next 2 years or something daft like that. Or however long, I can't remember. Yep. And so that's Roger's main mode of transport, I think, isn't it, Rog? To me, it was my most prized possession back then. So, if you've ever had that, it's not just a sinking feeling, it's like the bottom drops out of your world. And so I feel Roger's pain. I think, Roger, you came across really calm in your audio boo, and I would have been flipping raging, but I suppose you had time in between to think, and you're an adult and whatnot, aren't you? So, Graham has been, Graham, Black 73 Cat, has been getting some Christmas presents early, and I hope he puts them to good use. Sorry, I'm trying to make my tea and clean up here. Now, the eggs have been boiling for about half an hour, so we'll turn those off. So, I hope Graham gets out. And, of course, Dean's been to Glasgow. Hey, do you know what? I still haven't done my video for the 10 and 10. That's a bit bad, isn't it? That's not very clever. Because Dean's done a Glasgow promo on YouTube. And Phil, Daylight Gambler, is... Do you know, I hate it when my missus turns the colander upside down on a draining board. And the reason why I say that is because it's got a lip all around the outside, so that when you turn it back around, all the water drops out of it. Oh, God, it winds me up. So Phil's family are away, respectively, and he's been left to look after the hosses, as they call them, hosses, where I come from. Horses. A lot of care and attention needed. And of course, our very own, who has been missed, and who I've been listening to. I'm actually going to do a separate audio boo after this, about Mac McColgan's holiday in Spain. So, sounds like you had a very... Sorry, it's probably a bit loud. So, that's not very professional, this, is it? Not that it's professional, anyway. Sounds like Mac had a really nice time. And again, making me jealous. So, I haven't actually caught up on anybody else's audio boos. I think I've got 273 audio boos to listen to, or something ridiculous like that. So I haven't actually caught up on anybody else's yet, shamefully. Hot bowl of beans. I'm just going to hoist the tuna in this bowl of beans and the boiled eggs in there. I'm going to chop up and put in. This is fuel. This is what I call fuel food. It doesn't matter. Just get it in you. Doesn't matter what it looks like. Oh, do you know what I'm going to put in? Some dried chilies. Here we go. These are Tesco hot chili grinder. So we'll grind some dried chilies and come out. Dried chilies in there, not too many. A bit of black pepper. And a little bit of tiny bit of salt, because I have sweated a lot in the past 2 days. So mix that up in the beans. What I need is a Graham Pearson here, because Graham's always making some nice little dishes. Right, I'm going to go eat my tea, and I'm going to record another audio boo about where I wish I was now. Thanks for listening, everybody. Take care. All one word. One word. Out.